Suppose Valleycliff Elementary sees a significant uptick in new students enrolling for kindergarten next year. In that case, a lottery system will play a role in deciding which students get in and who goes to a neighboring school. On January 11, the Sea to Sky School District Board unanimously approved a lottery pilot project for the Valleycliff School for kindergarten registration if enrollment outpaces capacity at the school. In the first board meeting of 2023, the assistant superintendent, Paul Lorette, outlined the project for the school board trustees. The situation of Valleycliff is that they're physically full in terms of classroom space. They have one portable on site, he explained. So if a large kindergarten class were to come in, he continued, then SD48 may have to have students enroll in neighboring schools instead of Valleycliff. If that were the case, it would be more equitable to do that by a lottery system rather than the internet web form where you have to try to get your information in as soon as possible, he said. It's not a given that it's going to happen, but there's a possibility that it may happen, so we just want to be prepared with a fair process for everyone. The pilot project would assign priority to families who already have another child enrolled at Valleycliff. Speaking about equitable access for families in Squamish, SUPT, Chris Nicholson said it isn't necessarily fair to base registration off internet access or proximity to a school, as some families may not have access to the internet right when a web form opens, and proximity could create a rush towards housing near certain schools. But, he said, if there are other such accessibility issues, such as the student having a physical disability, then the district would certainly take that into account for registration and enrollment. The lottery is the most equitable way to start, so we're asking for that option to be able to do that if necessary, he said. Lorette said implementing a lottery system would be just one enrollment method and that it would very much depend on the number of students surpassing capacity. If it's one student, that's one conversation. If it's 10, that might be another conversation, he said. This vote, he said, was about ensuring they had another equitable tool in their toolbox. This is a proactive measure just to make sure that if we do have to consider a transfer, that it's done in a more equitable way, said Lorette. To watch the school board meeting in full, visit the SD48 board's YouTube channel.